we have established an entry control point, also known as an ECP, at the southernmost point where all the traffic is flowing through this direction. So it's, we shut down the other roadways with roadblocks, and they have one way in, one way out.
Okay.
That is at the entry control point. They control the volume of traffic flowing in, and they inspect each individual and each vehicle coming in for a certain badge. It allows us to maintain positive control of the area and moderate filter who's entering the premises. So it just makes the area safer. It makes it a more controlled environment for us. We're monitoring individuals entering the rubble pile and exiting the rubble pile. And why that's imperative is because you want to know how many people are on site at all times. Accountability is very important at all times, because if we do have an incident or a natural disaster, if we have a severe weather alert or warning or something happens, or there's an accident on the rubble pile, we have to evacuate personnel from it, we know how many we're in, and we'll still know how many are on site if we're missing anyone. So it allows for a more safe and controlled training environment. Your first responders are coming, your police, your fire, your EMS, and survey the situation. And this is just a little further than what they can handle. So these other units come in, these search and rescue, search and extraction units, and along with the units equipped to deal with a chemical agent. I feel that it's very important because it makes us more prepared if there is a natural disaster or an incident that occurs. It also allows us to, our community, to be more safe. But I have seen a culmination of many state, local, and federal agencies come together, whether it's EMS, which they go through the individuals out here, the CERFP teams and everyone, the search and rescue teams, they go through intensive training to handle an incident like this, and it does take a culmination of many municipalities or many agencies to come together and perform an incident like this. So we're in charge of the ECPs, the entry control points, or the security on ground, so these units can come in and they can conduct their training safely, and we don't have any unauthorized personnel entering the area, and we're just keeping the risk, mitigating risk, and keeping everyone safe.